This is 5 Minute Friday, a time to help you focus on positivity, intentionality, thoughtfulness, and growth. And now, Dr. Glenn Krieger.
Hey there, everybody. It's Dr. Glenn Krieger, and it's Friday. You know what that means. Welcome to 5 Minute Friday. Now, before I hit today's topic, I just want to tell you something real quickly that you might have seen in the Orthopreneurs Facebook group, which is there is a glitch with the room block for the Orthopreneurs Summit at the Fairmont Austin, and we are being allowed to have more rooms, whether by accident or on purpose, than we agreed to. We've sold out 1,550 room nights, yet there are still room nights available at the room block price. And once they sell out, there will be no more rooms available for less than $600 a night. So if you or a friend or anybody you love wants to go to the Orthopreneur Summit October 15th to 17th, please go sign up at opsummit2020.com, opsummit2020.com, right this second, because I have no doubt that the second they see what's going on, they're going to close out that room block and there will be no ability to stay in the hotel. Now, there are other places to stay, but the hotel's where it's all happening. So go to opsummit2020.com right now and sign up for the Orthopreneur Summit, and I promise you won't be sorry. Now, that said, I want to share with you something that happened to me this week, and I bet you it's happened to you. We've been looking to add another assistant to our team, and we put out an ad, and the topic for what we're finding out there when we put an ad is an altogether different discussion, because we all know what we can talk about there. But found a candidate who seemed pretty good. She works at another office. She's a clinical lead. She makes a very nice sum of money. She's got lots of experience. And she came into my office to work with us for the day for a working interview after we'd already spoken on the phone for quite some time. And we could get into another discussion as well about the hiring process and motivational interviewing and, you know, behavior hiring and all those things that we could discuss. However, in this particular topic, I want to just talk about what happened. Now, I got to be honest with you. I beat myself up a lot about my office. You know, a lab case isn't back on time, and I wonder how we could make the policy and system better. I take people and put them in charge of certain boulders, as we call it, things that are big, heavy lifting items in the office. And I check in with them regularly, and we go through our systems and our policies, and we revise them. And at every opportunity, including the morning meeting, the weekly meetings, the evening meetings, we talk about everything there is to make our practices better, from every policy and system to how we treat our patients to everything that happens. And the tendency is to look at the things that are not going right and to not revel enough in what we are doing well. Now, remember, most of us work alone. And if we have a partner, we're generally working together in the same office. And even though I visit a lot of offices, the offices I visit are usually really good offices. And so it's hard for me to take a 30,000-foot look at my practice. And I'm willing to bet it's difficult for you to do the same. And so this young lady came into my office, clinical lead and all, high-paying salary and all. And there are things that we do that suddenly stood out. For instance, she went to go get a new patient from the reception area. She had her mask on. We never wear masks when we go into the reception area. She stood by the entrance from the clinic to the reception area and called the person by name. We don't do that. We go up to the patient, introduce ourselves, shake our hand, say hi, talk to them before we bring them back for a second. She brought them back by walking way faster than them and expected them to find a chair on their own. Again, we escort people from their seat to the chair in the operatory, take their bag, hang it up, welcome them. And these are things we routinely do on a day-to-day basis. And of course, there's a whole bunch of other things I could get into. She didn't know anything about CBCT, but that's okay. Not everybody has a CBCT. She didn't know about a number of appliances we use or how to get the quality of photos that we're taking, or simply how we treat patients in many, many aspects of our practice. Now, some of that can be chalked up to just having different materials and products, but some of it was because of all the hard work we do on the practice, not just working in the practice. And it was wonderful for me to take a step back and say, you know what? We do have a culture we've created. We do things differently. And it made my team really happy to see that all the work and energy we paid off is not something that everybody does. And the details matter. And just a simple thing like taking a patient from a reception area through this woman for a loop. And I took her aside gently and explained to her and said, hey, by the way, I saw how you brought the patient back. Before you bring the next one, let's talk a little bit about how we do this. And it was a good coaching moment, and she was receptive to it. But at the end of the day, again, it allowed us the opportunity to see that all the hard work and all the little steps we take actually add up to something incredible. And so instead of me getting down on my practice and the systems that might be breaking down from time to time, it allowed me the opportunity to be happy about something and realize, you know what? Our practice is doing well. We are doing things properly. And while everything doesn't work out the way we want it to all of the time, all of the effort and energy and training we've put into it actually are working out. And I started looking at the other systems and policies that we have in place and realized that most of the time it works out pretty well. And so most of us, we tend to really look at our practices with a bit of a myopic vision where we just kind of see the things that aren't working or the case that didn't work out or the parent who might not have been thrilled when they left or the person who couldn't get an appointment when they wanted it or all the little things that can tear us down from day to day. But I challenge you today, your homework if you will, is to look at your practice for the things that you are doing right, the things that you can go into your morning meeting either today or next week or next month and say, hey all, I was thinking, you know when we do X, isn't that cool? We've worked so hard and we've developed this and it's working out well. And I'll tell you, when you say that to your team, as I told my team, their chest will come out, they will crow a little bit and they'll be so proud of being in that practice, even more so than they already are. So go find that thing that you all are doing amazingly well and share it with your team and thank them for their energy and their effort and for being with you on this journey, because without them, we're going nowhere. And so I hope you have a great Friday. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope to see you at the Orthopreneur Summit, opsummit2020.com. And as you know, no matter what, I'm always here to help you in any way I can. So take care, have a great Friday, and have a great weekend.